Your name?
Richard Hoare.
And you're involved with the CCNV, the Community for Creative Nonviolence, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary today at 2nd and D Streets Northwest. Talk about CCNV.
Yeah, the CCNV is the Washington, D.C.'s largest homeless shelter and provider of homeless services. It shelters up to about 1,400 people at any given night, especially in the winter when it gets cold and hypothermia sets in.
And give some of the history of this. That's an institution. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, the actual CCNV started actually back in, of course, 1970. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary today. And actually, the founder, Ed Guinan, will be here later today. The CCNV was founded actually part of a nonviolent protest against the Vietnam War. And it actually developed in the late 70s. It developed into really an association for the rights of the homeless and to protect the homeless rights. Mitch Snyder was a big advocate of the homeless, and he fought. He was a legacy of fighting for the homeless. And we're here also to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the passing of Mitch Snyder today also.
That's interesting. So some of the impetus for founding CCNV had to do with the anti-war effort.
That's correct. Yeah, it was, again, founded when it was in the middle of the Vietnam War. So we were still fighting for in Vietnam War, and it was really a protest basically to say we shouldn't be in that war, and we there's a lot of people that believe that we should not be in there, and that's what this organization was founded about. Yeah.
Richard Hoare, how did you get involved with CCNV?
Well, actually, in the late 80s, I had met Mitch Snyder when I was in college, and actually did some volunteer work with him. And then over the years, I did some work on and off throughout the years. And then the last 2 years, I have been serving on the board of directors for the CCNV.
And Mitch Snyder ended up taking his life.
That's right. Unfortunately, he had a tragic ending to his life. He did a lot of great things for the city, for the homeless, and for the country. And it was really... it was a sad moment, but he unfortunately took his life, and it ended in a bad way.
But before he took his life, talk about some of the politicization of the homeless population and the demanding of better treatment.
Yeah, back in the mid 80s, really Mitch Snyder, he actually he saved actually this institution here. The D.C. government and the federal government were going to close down this building. And actually, Mitch Snyder and the actual people that were here during that time, they actually took drastic steps to actually save this building. They actually, at a point, locked themselves in this building and wouldn't let anybody in to evict them, because there was an eviction notice for people to get them out of this building. And they actually fought both ways by actually keeping themselves in this building, and also fought in court also. And another part about Mitch Snyder is that he was famous and something that you don't see that much anymore, but he was famous for his hunger strikes. He lasted on a hunger strike, I believe it was 54 days without food. And so, and at the end of that 54 days, Ronald Reagan actually signed an executive order actually to make this shelter a place for the homeless. So he turned it into a vacant building, basically, Mitch Snyder did, through all his work, and actually made this a living building and a place that they can actually live in.
It was very tactical, too, because he did the hunger strike. The timing was in conjunction with Reagan's re-election, and so Reagan couldn't evict them before the election. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And that was the whole point. And as Mitch was smart, he knew when to do things, and he knew how to get what he wants. And he had some drastic means through his hunger strikes, and also through his strategic court battles and other means too. But protests, there's a lot of protests on the streets in front of the White House. There was the famous Reaganville sign, Reaganville Camp, right across the White House in Lafayette Square. And so his protests actually did so much for the homeless.
We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of the closing of Franklin Shelter, September 26th, 13th and K Streets Northwest. I mean, dozens and dozens of police were brought in. Can you talk about the need? I guess the decision makers maybe don't understand the need in this city for downtown shelter.
Sure. There's a lot to it about the downtown shelters. Actually, here, the CCNV actually operates, their operation, all their operational income actually comes from private donations. They do not get any government, either federal or city funds to run the shelter. So everything is done through private donations. Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So we're talking about the two-year anniversary and how the Franklin Shelter closing and how some of the decision makers in this city may be out of touch with the real need that folks are going through. I mean, as was indicated by the closing of Franklin at a time when the economy was terrible, and also the need for not shelter way out in the, for, you know, the outreaches of the city, but in downtown.
Yeah, and then that's true. There is a big need for actually shelter right downtown. Again, one thing back in the mid-80s that Mitch Snyder actually fought for is they wanted to go ahead and open a shelter out in southeast D.C. where St. Elizabeth's Hospital is. And actually, Mitch really said, no, we're not going there. We're not going to ship our homeless out of the city downtown. We're going to ship them here. So today, there's still a problem. And today, you know, with the economy the way it is, there's so many people that actually need housing. People are homeless for many different reasons. People, you know, lose their jobs. And when they lose their jobs, they lose their house. And they have family, they have, maybe they're single, but there's lots of needs still. There's still people here. This is a place also for transitional housing. It's a place that people can come and stay, for free, and we actually help them try to get back in to adjust into society. And so, actually, they may transition from here, and then there's actually a long waiting list of affordable housing in D.C., and that's another problem, too. So people here have to be really here for a period of time because they have nowhere else to go. Affordable housing, I believe it's about a two-year wait right now. So for 2 years, if you don't have a place to live and you want to live in D.C., you're going to have to wait 2 years to get on that list.
This is very valuable land. I have to think that there's pressure coming from all directions to place, some fancy building here. Can you describe that pressure and how this, it's pretty amazing that for 40 years right in downtown D.C. you have this massive shelter?
Actually the CCNV has not been here for all 40 years. It was at another location prior to this, it's been here since the mid-80s at this location on 2nd and D Streets. But you're right, this is a valuable land, the government, D.C. government and federal government has looked and tried to repurpose this land. And so we stress the value of this land every time we talk to the government. We actually tell them, we can't put the homeless anywhere else. We can't put them else out the city, outside, back at St. Elizabeth's or anywhere else because they need a place. They need to be near all the service providers downtown. There's a lot of service providers within walking distance of this building, and all the residents here and staff, they actually need access to all these different government and government agencies and local agencies here.
Richard Hoare, can you talk about some of the successes you've seen over the years?
Yeah, there's a lot of successes here. There's a lot of people that have come through here. I mean, first of all, I'll state this point, is that it's kind of a misnomer of a lot of homeless people that, that some of them say that they don't have jobs, but a lot of people here do have jobs, full-time jobs. Again, but they can't, they have to, build up some savings. They have to readjust to get back into society. There's a lot of people that have come in here. Actually, one of the bands just played about an hour ago. Actually, one of the members actually used to be here, live here. There's success stories all over, anything from the government jobs, public sector, people move on, start families. It's just really anybody that comes through here, they could be anywhere. You never know, but there's a lot of, I can't name one specific person offhand, but there's a lot of different people in the general public that just blends into the general public after coming here.
Right now, I've been hearing that La Casa, a shelter in Columbia Heights, is in danger. And one of the things that the government says is, well, we're going to close the shelter, but we're going to provide housing. It's like one or the other. Is that a false choice that's being set up?
Yeah, you can't just provide one or the other. It has to be the whole package. These people are going through enough, in their own personal lives. And to, only give them half service, it doesn't really provide much benefit at all.
What are the services like for folks that are dealing with homelessness?
There's a lot of different services that we provide here. There's things such as medical and dental services here. There's health counseling. There's drug counseling and different clean and sober programs. There's a host of various services that are provided from the shelter here.
How would you describe today how political folks are in the homeless community and the allies maybe who need to step up compared to 20 years ago when you got involved?
I guess before it was really noticeable, again, with Mitch Snyder being such an advocate, there's a hard opposition to Mitch Snyder back then too. Right now, we don't have someone like Mitch Snyder here today, and we have no one really fighting head on head with the government. There's still a lot of little battles with the government back and forth, pulling for homeless rights, but we don't have a Mitch Snyder today.
Any final thoughts you want to share on this 40th anniversary of CCNV?
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody that supported CCNV for all this, you know, over this past 40 years. Again, you know, CCNV relies on, you know, private donations for its 100% of its funding. So I'd like to thank everybody for supporting, and please, we need your continuous support. You can reach us at www.theccnv.org if you'd like to more information or if you'd like to make a contribution.
Thanks so much, Richard Hoare.
Thank you.